All right, y'all. It's been 10 years, and finally Attack on Titan has ended. And, you know, the boys are here to cry and share our thoughts together. But we also have a special guest, your original Founding Titan, Tierno. Welcome. Welcome, buddy. I'm so happy to pop, you know, your pod chairs.
Hey, man. Honestly, it's great to be here. Honestly, this is my first time ever joining you guys. I watch a lot of your videos, very big fan, and aww, definitely just excited to talk about like one of my favorite animes, hands down. So definitely looking forward to getting into it. And before I start, I should say that is Abdul and DeAndre, roughly 3 years ago, that got me into this anime because they were watching the end of season 4, part 2, or part 1. And yeah, no, their excitement alone is what got me into the anime. So big thank you to y'all.
Of course, we had to leave the brunch to go and watch anime. I said, "You go ahead. We got something to handle."
Your first anime you ever watched? Or no, you watched Dragon Ball Z. I'm tripping. I don't know why I didn't ask that.
Yeah, Dragon Ball Z, Naruto, Hunter, leading up. Now I'm doing like Demon Slayer and JJK.
And still now, the Attack on Titan is just like, yeah, this is my number one right here.
Nah, trust me, it's from like a story point standpoint, 100%.
Uh-oh. There we go. I like that slight hezzy on that. I like that.
10 years in the making. No, did the ending satisfy you? Was this everything you wanted it to be? Was there anything left on the table? You want more? Like, let us know.
I don't know. No.
You relax. Tierno first. Right? Yeah. Yes. The guest first. Not the nigga dressed up as a scout right now. You, sir, relax.
Dressed up, dude. No.
Tierno, you are scout. Oh, all right.
Hang on, son. Did you say something?
I think whoever watched the show since day one, DeAndre, you watched the show since like 2013. You definitely have to go first.
Was that satisfied with the ending? To an extent, yeah. I know we had a conversation before. I was like, all right, the ending, we all knew Eren had to die. I'm so satisfied with all of that. I'm so satisfied with the way that Eren died. Armin and gang had to go back to paradise to try and like make things right with them. The only thing that got me was like, all right, you see Eren get buried at the tree and you see Mikasa's there. They put a little gravestone up there. Then, you know, years, centuries, however much time passes, the tree gets bigger and it grows. And it's like, oh, that was a Mir's tree. So my only thing is like, you show that fucking kid and you show him go into the tree, letting you know like, oh, this could all happen again. Titans could come back. So to me, that says this story is not fully over. So you might as well put the end and then put a question mark on it to me. Like, that's what it is to me.
But, well, I mean, that is how good stories usually do end. Like, you know, I think, like, if you watch, even sometimes you'll watch, like, movies with Christopher Nolan, you've seen the ending of Inception, you see how it's kind of, like, you can kind of assume or leave the ending open to interpretation. I think that's good that it does that. It's capturing suffering in a way, but it's also giving you that. The point of it to me was kind of like the moral of the story is humanity can't ever be left in peace. Eren's objective is to kind of level it out and make it even. And even though people kind of felt like at the end, you know, he stomped out so much of humanity, but it might happen again. Make me the villain. So you guys team up and like you guys are look like the heroes and everything like that. But, you know, at least for like a couple hundred years, you guys will find peace and you have a chance at kind of like preserving yourselves. And we can at least end the Titan power and everything. But regardless, it's left there. It's left there that it's sour that, yeah, this can very much happen again. That as long as there's people, even before the Titan power, corruption is always going to exist. And because of humankind's like compulsion to dominate, evil is never going to exist with or without the Titan power. I thought it was a perfect wrap up. And I like, you're also a manga reader. I think it just explained it a lot better in the anime than it did in the manga because there was like more of a development in the, like, I guess in the show itself. But yeah.
Hey, what you got, man?
Yeah, no, I'm certainly agree with Abdul. I think that's like a technique on ending any type of story is like, I don't know, the first story that comes to mind is like Halo 3. I just feel like even when Master Chief lost his face at the end of Halo 3, you just start thinking like, yo, what if, like, what's going to happen to him next? And like, you kind of accept it to be the end, but you know that it's like not fully the end. Similarly, like, yeah, a lot of different styles of shows. You don't need to put a perfect bow on it, but at the same time too, I still do appreciate how that gives like the viewer kind of like that feeling of like what's possibly going to happen next. And heck, I could easily see them creating a universe out of this just because they're making so much money. And that's like a whole other argument down the road. I hope not, because like the story's perfect, leave it alone as it is. But it does just really just give me at least like the sense of like, yo, what's possibly next. So I'm not mad at it.
I don't think you could do a universe. I think you could maybe do like prequel spinoffs and stuff. Maybe not like if you were thinking of that way. Yeah, you don't have to, because I like tight, concise stories personally too. But I don't need you to kind of be cash grabbing. It looks like they maxed out. You know, like I don't think we mentioned it, but this show started in 2013 to now end in 2023, and the show is only like 60 episodes, 70, 80 episodes, something like that. It's not
parts. You got part four, final part one, part two. Right, bro.
So people think the show is exactly that was a big sentiment online, right? But people think the show is longer than it was, but it's really just because it just took so long to, I guess, animate the actually like everything that happened at the end. There was no filler, by the way, either. And even in retrospect, some of those moments that you kind of didn't like when you saw the characters that were trying to spend the entire series kill each other come together by a campfire and then unite to take on your beloved main character. This is also not a theme we haven't seen before with, like, you know, you've seen Light Yagami be the antagonist and the protagonist before, but he's carrying the story. I'm not going against him. When this season four started, our air was in the middle of kill them all. So, and like, yeah. I don't know about you guys, but I was low key riding with Aaron. So.
I'm a Jaegerist. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm a Jaegerist. Like,
oh, my. Go ahead.
Go turn it.
Yeah, like they certainly gave Aaron like a compelling story. Like, by all means, like at least the one thing I appreciate about like a villain like Aaron, the villain they try to create out of him, is that they justified his means to say, like, yo, he kind of had this upbringing that at least like you could get behind. You could see why he's not just like a psycho. He's not like a villain. He's not evil just to be evil. He's not like your regular Frieza. He's genuinely like a dude who just has goals that align with like other people's goals. And that's what I feel like is what this show encompasses so well.
I'm killing for my family.
You know?
Yeah,
you
come on.
Save the world, or do you save the world and kill your family? That's, you know, that whole entire universe thing. But, I'm an idiot who just happened to get power. And I thought that was like, that's honestly what happened. Like, this plan, this wasn't a good plan. It was a terrible ass fucking plan, bro. But he was like, this is the only way I see us winning, so I'm gonna do it.
I like that trope was kind of defeated in itself, that he's not trying to be Mr. Noble, that I'm trying to necessarily save humanity. Because even when him and Armin have that conversation in the anime, they kind of like, I mean, in the anime, they developed it more, but in the manga, they didn't really talk about it. But him pretty much admitting that, I am just someone selfishly obsessed with power. Armin's like, you didn't have to kill everybody, but he's like, I'm not gonna lie, I kind of enjoyed it. Kind of like, it kind of showed you that, yeah, he's actually a piece of shit. He defeated these tropes before in the show when you're watching such and such Titan transforming and let me stop you from doing that. But also towards the end when the show was wrapping up and you're thinking like, wow, he's doing something so noble. Armin's kind of like, hey, man, you didn't have to kill babies. You didn't have to kill all these innocent people. But he has to tell you, like, this person that you followed from season one to now, he's telling you now, nah, I kind of enjoyed the killing. Not to mention, like,
I was gonna say he's my guy. So to add on to the piece of shit vibes, what do you say more that he was the one that guided, you know, you said the season one, he guided that Titan to attack his mom. Like, if that's not the biggest piece of shit in the world, I don't know what it is. You know what I mean?
That's exactly what I was gonna say. That's exactly what I was about to say. I was like, from season one, from episode one, watching your mom die and you feel that pain that he felt, but to the very last episode to know that he orchestrated his mom dying, it is the most sinister thing in the world. It's no way to excuse that, but it's so beautiful because you didn't expect it. Like, I don't know. I just think like Attack on Titan doesn't necessarily do a lot of things unique. It just executes it really well. I think like it does this thing where like you're kind of kept in the dark as what's going to happen. It does a good like distraction method where you're like, okay, the plot right now to me is about this genocide that's happening. Like, oh, we need to stop Aaron. So for people that didn't know what was going to happen, you're hoping that like, is Aaron that committed to it? But whole time he had this master plan. The plot at one point is thinking like, who else, like who is betraying us or whatever it might be. But then you find out other people have this ability. The whole reveal of Reiner and the Beast Titan was just thrown on you, right? Like everything was shocking. And I think the biggest twist in itself was that the Attack Titan's power is to see the memories of the future. Makes no sense, right? But to see that he orchestrated it for him to talk to his dad, that tells you that, okay, this is the most complex character.
Possibly one of the hardest scenes too, by the way. Yeah, like when he's literally talking to his dad, like, do it. His dad's just like fucking losing his shit and all that. Like, you know what you gotta do, right?
Yeah. Gosh, all that kind of like, I didn't like this so much. Like the whole, the Attack Titan can see the future and whatnot, whatever. That's a whole lot convenient to me. That's a whole lot of plot armor. It's called.
That's when they lost me with that.
It's called the Attack Titan. I was like, I'm thinking like, this guy got hands, but now I can see the future. I was like, if you were to do that, at least call it something else. Don't call it the Attack Titan.
So, well, the Attack Titan.
Look at the nerd about to defend it.
I don't know, Tierno, if you have something else to add, but I was just going to say, like, the Attack Titan's power, when they were explaining it, when you look at all the other Titans, they at least have, like, a unique ability. Like, the Jaws Titan power is just, he can bite the shit out of stuff. And then, like, you know, you have the Colossal Titan, you have the Armored Titan that has, like, superior defense. If you just looked at Eren's Titan, it didn't really look like the weakest one compared to it until you learned that he has that ability to see memories of the future. And then you learned that that power itself is what's leading them to gain the Founding Titan power and everything else beyond that. So it's like, it's beyond the ability itself. It's kind of what orchestrates the entire story. The only free will you have is the free will I allowed you to have at this point.
I'm not saying it's not good. I'm saying it's a whole lot of convenient. I'm saying, like, you assume the Attack Titan is the exact same as the Female Titan because they have pretty much the same powers.
Same
they
build.
Hardened, and they both just throw hands. Like, everyone else, like, you know, has a Jaws Titan Jaws, you know, fucking Beast Titan looks like a fucking ape or whatever beast. Attack Titan, I can see into the future. What?
Yeah. And you can summon other Titans. You can do certain things, right? You can literally call upon other Titans. My bad, Tierno. Go ahead.
Certainly to that point, like, one of my very few little stripes I have about the show is that it does keep things so ambiguous with, like, this whole Titan power thing that they have to keep you in the dark without, like, completely telegraphing what they're about to do next. Because, like, imagine in season one them teaching you about, like, the Attack Titan's ability to see into the future. Kind of, like, really throwing you off as a viewer. So they kind of, like, feed you along the way, but I'm not gonna hold you, they do give, like, a lot of, like, crazy, like, oh, the Founding can do whatever it wants under the sun. That was kind of crazy to me, but that being said, like, I like the fact that it at least makes sense in its universe. When it's at least making these rules as it goes, it is making sense as it goes, so you kind of just have to take it and run with it.
Okay.
I mean what was the one Titan that he stopped from transforming?
The Warhammer.
The Warhammer Titan. Now that power is beyond anything until you saw the Founding Titan power, where it's like, I can talk to everybody, I can erase your memory. Loki, I don't need to trample everybody. Just turn your brain off or something.
Oh, there's shit.
A lot of things you could do.
Lock your memories. I don't know. Oh, good.
Yeah, no. I just think the simplicity of where it started from when you're watching season one and watching, like, the dynamics of seeing, like, how do the suits even work? You're watching Eren try to work with, like, broken ODM gear, and you're just thinking of this as just, like, a simple-ass revenge plot until it turns into betrayal, until it turns into truth, and it turns into, like, I'm a slave to freedom. Like, I'm sorry, because I've seen these memories of the future, I'm pretty much a slave to this outcome no matter what. And this is what's going to happen. I'm sorry. Like, I am obsessed with it, and I am enjoying it as I'm doing it, but I do love you guys, and that was kind of, like,
possibly the hardest scene is the sea scene. Like I said, that's somebody just literally watched the show literally this year and went through everything. That was possibly one of the hardest scenes, and just, you know, everybody's all carefree, nonchalant, just having a good time. Like, oh shit, we see water. This nigga Eren's just like, dog, there's enemies over there. They want to kill us. Once we off them, can we finally be free? And that, like I said, as somebody that was very resistant to watching the show, to watch that scene, I'm not gonna lie, that scene struck a chord. Like, even, you know, in pre-pro, we were just talking about, like, I even had to download that the soundtrack for that, because that was emotional strength.
That's a good point. That's a good point you made, but I'm gonna be quick. But, like, that's the whole question of the show too. Like, what is it gonna take to save humanity at this point? Like, if I eradicate all the people that currently hate me, won't I just have more enemies when we come back to, like, this island? Like, regardless of what I do over there, that's the whole question. Like, Zeke's plan is, like, do I euthanize everybody? You know, just to get this over with. And Eren is gonna, like, try to appease his plan. So that constant question of that, there's no right answer. It's kind of the reason that the ending wasn't going to wrap up in a bow either, right? At least gave you that realistic framing. But I'm going to get off of Eren's
list. Because you've been, you dropped this. Like, all these points off, Playboy. Good God.
I want to ask you guys, though, like, what did y'all think? The finale itself, the first 30 minutes was action-packed nonstop. Facts. And the second half was the breakdown and everything that led up to the ending. So what did y'all, like, take from that? Like, what were y'all overall thoughts on the finale itself? Because we didn't really get into that either. The
finale itself was fucking awesome. If you take in the fact that it was fucking two fucking movies, and you get the last movie, like, 2 months ago or whatever. But this whole final finale, I thought it was fucking great. Everything, no complaints about anything in the finale. Everything was fucking fantastic. Like, it's an hour-long movie or something like that, right?
Hour and a half. Even Falco, because I know you read the manga, because I read it because of you. Did you like Falco's beast transformation or attack Titan transformation? Yeah,
he looks straight.
It's a little bit different. Okay. All right.
Yeah, he looks straight. You know, as well as a humanoid giant bird can look. You know, he looks
fair enough.
He looks good. Nah. They're whooping the fuck out of them people at MAPPA, bro. Like, the animation looks straight. Yeah. Shout out to the last increment scene, the last ODM gear scene. I've watched that shit on TikTok a lot. I was like, thank you for sending off Levi and like Mikasa off well, son.
And a bang.
Damn well, they the pun intended. Out there. Fucking fire, son. That scene's fire. It's on par with the Kenny scene, but it's not the Kenny scene. But shout out to that.
I know we're doing a deep dive on the final, but who's your favorite Ackerman?
That's a dumb question.
It has to be Levi. I'm sorry, man. I just seen him get go rage mode. But
Danny was that nigga. Was that nigga?
The other thing I was gonna say was like that's DeAndre liked it, and I know Merle, you also read the manga too before it ended. But like Tierno, you only watched the anime. The anime only fans. This hit way different. So I do want to know what you thought of the finale.
I don't even know where to begin, but just starting from like the last special, I honestly just sat there waiting for like the last like 9+ months, formulating all these different potential ways they could have took the direction of the story.
Real quick, T.
And have nothing, my own.
My bad. Real quick, T. Nothing in you made you want to just say, yo, hey, I know it's out there. Let me cheat myself or some type of way to check out and see what's going on.
Every day. Like, they told me like, hey, tomorrow is your last day to live. I would have read the manga that night. Honestly, going in, I 100% knew that I wanted to watch it the same way I've been watching all the other previous seasons. Mm. And only thing I'm honestly mad about is that this special isn't in theaters. Like, yo, if you can have movies like almost superheroes in theaters, this needs to be in theaters. Take my money, please. I want to be there.
Low-key.
Defraud me.
This would have been the Demon Slayer movie. Look, this would have...
Really?
Like, if it was in theaters, just like ticket sales, this ticket sales in general. Like, I'm not saying like in quality or anything, but ticket sales, like it would have destroyed.
No disrespect, nothing like that. I'm not going to say Demon Slayer. I would say the Jujutsu joint. This would be the Jujutsu hands down, I would think.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Just because Jujutsu doesn't have that type of pop. But unfortunately, Demon Slayer has a large following. So yeah, you know, I kind of got to squash that one down real quick. I'm sorry.
I mean, you guys are right. Those first opening 30 minutes to watch that being animated in theaters, that's 100% worth any bit of
money. Facts, big facts.
Like the action scenes, like, oh my goodness, I can't even like begin to start. Like, do you guys remember where Annie did like the Achilles heel, like hardening, and like, like everything was just done to a perfect T. And so one thing that the show does well is like it really throughout the entire series always just makes you feel like the protagonist or the team that like should like has like the moral right consciousness has no hope of winning. Like,
Talk about it.
You had John literally hanging on to Rhina saying, I got you. and they hate each other. They were literally beating each other's face in at like the campfire like episodes ago. And they were just like, they were a team and like they were fighting it through to like the last very second. And honestly, like first hour of it was all like, what is it? Combat.
Hey, your man Connie wasn't about to make it for a minute. Connie was hanging. He wasn't about to make it. He's about to be RIP for that nigga.
I to pick up what Tierno's saying, like it did create that tension really well because their one ace in the hole was, yo, let the Colossal Titan Armin transform, wipe him out to give y'all like a chance of trying to take down Eren, but nah,
nowhere
let's scoop
sight.
Up Armin out of here.
Nowhere in sight.
Good, like, let's make it even harder than it is going to be. like it wasn't going to be impossible to take down the Founding Titan power right now, but yeah, let's make this even more difficult. But yeah, I mean, you gave Annie, who you haven't seen since season one. Some people might have forgot about her, whatever. Mm-hmm. You got a lot of shine. You give Connie shine. Then you give like, the Mikasa and Annie teaming up together and Levi teaming up together. Levi's washed. And Levi did the one thing that he promised Erwin he was going to do. He finished, what's his name? He finished Zeke.
I was talking to Tierno about this. The whole Zeke switching, not necessarily switching sides, but just deciding to help thing. Mm-hmm. I felt like that came too fast and he was just too eager to help. Cause I was like, I was comparing it to, I don't know if it's still like an analogy, but I was like, compare it to like, you know, Batman versus Superman. Batman was like, yo, there's even a 1% chance Superman isn't against us while he's like, we have to take this on an absolute certainty and kill this nigga. That's the type of time Zeke was on, bro. He was like, yo, fuck all of y'all. I fucking hate all of y'all. Fuck everyone. And then he gives an arm in like the paths and they talk for all of like, you know, 10 minutes and he's just like, bet. Switching sides. Yo, I'm over here, you know, kill me right here. So my whole thing with that was like, that's a whole switch up really quick.
Defense,
I understand you gotta wrap it up. I'm just saying. You gotta, like, I was like, so much hate just turned around. And maybe he wasn't.
Think about the, I was about to say the concept of time in that joint. I imagine that it was like kind of like the hyperbolic time chamber, like, you know, like 5 minutes, you know, in there is like only like a minute out, or, you know, like an hour in there.
I see you giving him rope. Yeah.
No, but that is true.
I got the concept. I know what they were doing. You know what I mean?
It's a good point. Go ahead, Tino.
Oh no! Like, just like a off tangent, like comparison, I'd give it. It kind of did remind me a little bit of like a Naruto-esque. Naruto and Nagato, like, dude, just like they have opposing views, but then like at the end, you guys can just talk it out and then change like the antagonist.
Kumbaya, so, like, baby.
All right, I guess throw me a baseball.
Throw me a baseball. We good.
That was his main thing he wanted to, like, let me hold it down. And you'd be forgetting how many stories there are to keep up with, and maybe like my brain also like. Kind of didn't give Zeke the amount of attention he needed. I remember Zeke was just kind of feeling like he felt betrayed by Aaron because Aaron apparently understood what Ymir's plan was and stuff like that. But Aaron didn't. Aaron just knew that Mikasa understood what Ymir's whole thing was or whatever as well. So like it was always like something else to distract you with something else that was going on. So even when Zeke did like kind of turn tides, my thought was maybe he doesn't want humanity ruled out of fear. Maybe that was his thing. Maybe this is why, like, at the end of the day, if Aaron is going to really commit to this, then, like, let me give them the last bit of help they have. Like, I didn't even know that that was an ability. It's almost like finding out powers on the fly. Like, oh, yeah, you know, even though I'm in Aaron, I can also control the Titans on top of his back. Yeah, I know. It was crazy, right?
Well, I mean,
I don't think he could have stopped the rumbling, but I think I don't know what it was between that summoning. Like, that's a power that wasn't explained. I barely understand the Founding Titans' power, so... That's one thing I can't even comprehend either. Yeah.
I'm glad you said that, Abdul.
Yeah, go ahead.
I will certainly say, like, I'm glad you mentioned that because the euthanization plan, that whole thing in general, it wasn't, like, meant to kill anybody. If anything, it was just – it was the most peaceful way. Like, of course, ethical dilemma still exists. But, like, it was the most peaceful way for them to at least, like, remove the whole Titan bloodline completely from, like, the map without just essentially, like, shedding any blood or having any war. So to your point, I don't think they were essentially, or Zeke was essentially really down for like the whole rumbling idea or really trying to like just mass murder cities the same way Aaron
just like can't produce. Like, what's up with this nigga? You spoke about Zeke being distracting. Was him cheeked up, you know, out the Titan? Was that distracting to anybody else or no? We're going to skip past that.
Strong ass cheeks.
Somebody's home.
I like that look of confusion from Levi because he's kind of like, that was that whole beauty of that last episode when you're watching like, these two waves of people that have been trying to kill each other, like even Levi and Zeke, it's kind of like, do I kill you or not? Nah.
His Ackerman blood came in. He said, yo, I don't care what type of bait this is. I'm coming in for the headshot.
I got to take it.
Yeah, like 5-0 on you too, which was crazy. Like, every time they threw hands, it was, I don't even think Zeke got close to beating him ever.
No, like, just, like was, the last time with like the fucking cart explosion.
The thunder spears and shit fucking trying to kill him. The other thing I know that everyone has like curiosity to was the whole like, Mikasa thing, right? So Mikasa and Aaron's relationship has been kind of like explored in this. It's obviously been developed a lot more in the anime, but I think people have a lot of confusion and even I somewhat do. So like, Ymir and was it King Fritz, like she's suffering from type of like Stockholm syndrome where she's like obsessed with her captor. It's revealed that she was actually in love with her, and the reason Aaron believes that Mikasa knows is because Mikasa's like in love with me, reciprocates his feeling, and like that feeling would save Ymir. Right now, again, that's one of them things where like I'm a little loose on to where I'm like I don't fully grasp like why that's the tie-in or to save Ymir, but I don't know if
because
anyone else had
she's never it. Seen it's like, you know, like that old saying like, to have loved and to be loved. She loved but was never loved back. She was treated like shit, you know. She
there you go, playboy,
eaten by
there you
kids,
go
right?
Talk that shit.
And then, you know, Mikasa loved Aaron. Aaron just like, ew, girls, cooties, whatever. No, so
I don't think do I got like
got
this
to see, like, you know, love at its like
true love
form. So that's what it was. She
like,
see that
even if I know that you're understand. A biggest piece of shit.
Yeah.
I know you're a big piece of shit. You're a total tyrant. I love you to death, but I have to stop this to save the fuck and everybody else. So I mean, she knew what she had to do.
I like that interpretation a lot, DeAndre. And I even like took it to like the level of, hey, if Mikasa is able to walk away from Aaron, or at least like pretty much cut this slave tie to Aaron, then that's what made me think, like, all right, Ymir said in herself, all right, I should be able to
I can let go.
Yeah. So like that's what got her like.
Don't that just piss you guys off knowing like, oh, maybe we can all come back. That don't piss y'all off?
No, no, because I like the parallel that both of y'all drew. Like, and especially if you look at it, if Mikasa watched someone else slave around for someone else, and then like Ymir felt that in herself, and then watched someone have the strength to walk away, like, that is actually the beauty in it. Then that's why Eren. People thought Eren understood Ymir, but it wasn't even him. He's like, oh, Mikasa did. Mikasa will. And like the two moments that Eren and her have is like when they're waking up. The first episode, and he's asking her why she's crying, and in the final episode where she like it reverses and stuff, and then the only two moments you have is like the moments I pretty much erased from you, you kissing me, and this is the last thing that Ymir is gonna see. And then, not even to mention, just the last thing was that another trope you defeat where you try to be Mr. Cool Guy. I want her to forget me, but like, you know, Armin punches him in the face. Like, are you serious? Like, serious? You really? And he's like, nah, I'm not gonna lie. I don't want her to move on. Like, think about me for 10 years after this. Like, don't lose that.
If that don't make Eren a nigga, I don't know what will. Yeah. You know what I mean? If that don't make him a real nigga, I don't know what will.
Like, there's just too many things that are so like shitty, but so likable because it's so relatable and it's so true. And that's why, like, when DeAndre keeps saying like the ending doesn't piss you off that it like it could happen again. I mean, that's the point. It's supposed to. It will, actually. Better yet, it's definitely going to happen again. It's not that it's...
Hey, yo, I don't like this mature side of you with shit. I don't like this. Like, I don't like that this show makes you this much evolve. I need you to, like, take a couple steps. My God, relax.
It's the memories of my future that just keep coming back to me right now.
Let me ask this question.
I insist. Humble guest. Hey, we gotta get back on here. I like this guy. Love this guy. Humble guest. Gotta love
it. I know for Abdul and Tierno, I was like, this is their peak. This is number one for them. Mm-hmm. Merle, if you have watched a shit ton of anime, this may not be in your top five, but I want to know, is it in your top five? Would you put it there?
Top five might be a little strong. Like I said, it is. What I will say is that due to tier list, I think this is reasonably. Hey, put your OM gear away. No need to take down this Titan. But I will say this is definitely A tier quality anime / manga. It's definitely worth a watch. I think I probably would have had it higher if certain individuals didn't, chastise and just, put it at such a high level and, promote it to be the best thing heaven sent. Once again, due to the fanboy and everything that he's told about the story and how relatable it is to life and just the emotions and the depth and just, the construct of it. It's a pretty fire. Like I said, I definitely caught myself binging through. There were some slow moments here and there, I will admit. And I think you guys can agree with that too.
I'm going to relate to you with something else, but I want you look to at finish. That, look at that. Sorry. No, I want you to finish.
But overall, I would put this up there. I'll put it in my top 10. I'll say that, please.
Only thing I was going to say is that you and Tierno are two people. Like, I did hype up this anime, so I relate to Merle when, like, someone puts something, like, props something else as, like, the best thing you're going to watch, so then you're watching it with the stipulation of thinking, like, all right, well, this better, like, kind of blow my mind or whatever, right? So you're kind of looking for, like, what is it that's going to, like, surprise you, or, like, what is it I'm going to be comparing it to all these other animes, right? So I feel you, because I do that, too. If somebody tells me a show is that good, I'm going to be kind of skeptical going in. So I apologize.
Thank you.
I understand that. Oh, but it's just funny because Tierno, I did the exact same thing, but he relates to exactly what I'm saying. He kind of felt exactly what I'm talking about.
I love tea, but like Nissan said, I have a lot on my repertoire. Like I said, I got a lot of shows and they're all up here. And like I said, now mind you, like I said, don't get it wrong, solid story. I think you hype boys just, hyped it a little bit too much for me. But
I know, I agree we probably hyped it up, but I feel like if we didn't, you would be right where
I would have loved it. Oh, yeah, I would have loved it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You ruined it for me.
And I have to take that. No, it's not a thing because it's not an indictment on the show. It's more so when someone talks about something too much, it kind of ruins the fun out of
you
it.
You shit on my shows and shit like that. And it's that like, too. I'm not a fan of that. Yeah. I did. Get it all out. Admit everything that you did.
I did it, dude. It was the founding Titan power in me. I couldn't help but shit. I'm sorry, man. But I don't know. I guess for me, the real reason, and Tierno, I don't know what you thought, but like the amount of peak moments you had in the show is the reason I kind of set it apart from every other anime. I think like the Reiner reveal and like the Levi versus Kenny fight. I think we talked about when you revealed that he was the one traveling back in time to like, talk to his dad. I think like there were so many of these real peak moments, even in the action itself, when he's the one to take down the Colossal Titan and Armin is getting burned alive in front of him and he pulls. There were just too many of those heights that the show reached. And it's not an indictment on any other anime, but I just don't think any other anime has hit the peaks that this show hit. That is my thought. So, yeah.
Are you trying to troll?
Certainly.
No, I'm not trolling anything. Go ahead,
T. Certainly agree. I remember like just seeing how excited you guys were about like season 4, part 1 coming to an end and watching all the way from season 1 to 3. And honestly, not calling it like even like top 5 for me. Like, to be completely honest, the first time through, it was season 3, part 2. And like they finally made it to the cellar. I kept telling myself, all right, once they give us the big reveal, like the big, like, I don't know, what are they hiding from us? That's when I would eventually like decide this is my favorite show. And of course, too, with like the whole Rhino reveal, seeing how unique it was. Like, I've seen so many animes where they've stayed on like the same beaten path. This show, it just took so many different unique paths of like revealing interesting information, like such as like how like, Rhino just casually like let that information be known, like, hey, by the way, Aaron, I'm the Armin. Like,
that was probably the funniest scene. So cool.
No, I think if you guys read that, it would be way more better because like, it's like someone's having a full-ass conversation and like they're taking up half the panel and then on the side panel it's just revealed like, yo, I'm the armor, he's the thing. As like real, like, yo, what the fuck?
Exactly. It's really good at building like that art of direction and just that general distraction in itself. So like it didn't even hit you until it gets silent enough to be like, oh, it drove the point home until you watch Aaron transform and be like, this can't be real. You feel like Aaron in that moment. You're like, no way.
Well, even if when you go back and look at some of those episodes, just like T was saying, you guys are speaking about, you can look back. If you look at some of those episodes, you even see Reiner and them about to bike down to transform, and there's subtle Easter eggs here and there. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, once again, if you didn't ruin it, I would really like this because I did notice, like, why is this thing about to bike down and go crazy? This and the third. But like I said, yeah, a lot of Easter eggs. There's actually just throw one out there. I don't know if you guys, you know, especially the fanboys right here. There's alleged Easter eggs that saying that Aaron, there's a glimpse of future Aaron in past episodes. Have you guys heard anything or seen anything he's about that? You believe the hype or? Okay.
Yeah, he's in the first episode. Oh, no. It's like him, Mikasa, and Armin like underneath like a bridge or whatever, and they're talking. There's like a dude in like a hood just like going like this. It's Aaron. They show that exact same scene again when he's going through the past and the future showing like Zeke.
Oh shit. Okay.
I'm telling you, man. There's too many subtleties. There's like a reason to watch it again, literally. Like this is literally, if you want to watch it, go ahead.
No, that's certainly like a beauty of like this writing style where the creator isn't constantly trying to add new stuff at the end of it, where they know the end the day that they're, or like the day that the first episode drops. That is like the best writing style because then it doesn't feel like you're just constantly adding on, which constantly you have to like make sense with like the past stuff you've written. And honestly, like, kind of reminds me of like, you know, Cell Saga and Boo Saga.
I don't know about Boo Saga. I don't know about that one, but Boo
Saga's a little crazy. And I just want to ask this question. Like I said, Nissan, I know we good, but especially mainly you two gentlemen, does this make you guys want to divulge more into the anime world? Are there animes out there that are catching your eye and attention? Now, will you follow the same genre construct, or does this open the door for more in-depth stuff? Like, where are we at with this? Talk to me.
I don't know where you are, Tano. I'm into like short, cohesive, more mature kind of anime where I kind of want it to be adult theme. I don't like cheesy anime humor, and I'm really not if you like anime, you have to just be okay with fillers. I'm not. Like, I'm one of those guys that's kind of like, you need to give me, like, exactly what I'm looking for. Like, I'll watch them short 24 episodes, or, like, 12 episode seasons or whatever. And then, like, I don't know. I just like short story better than anything. This was, like, obviously, even though this anime spanned across 10 years, like I said, it was only 80 episodes. Not a single episode was a filler conversation or any cheesy anime humor or anything. It was just to the point, like, we're throwing hands. Not to mention, main characters are dying left and right.
You know, true.
Like, R.I.P. Sasha. And then you have the dynamic characters in there. You had your main character, Aaron, and then even Reiner, you were just talking about. Like, I'm hating this guy through season 3, all the way up to season 3 until this last season. I'm like,
rooting for him.
Yeah, like he's, because you see him feeling guilty about what he's going through. You see him literally kind of like feeling like, oh man, like, am I doing the right thing or not? That's a complex character. This is like the Jaime Lannister of the show, where you're like, oh man, like, I kind of feel for him, but he still has this piece of shit. He's fighting my boy Aaron, can't really rock with him. I like that. And I think this show set the bar too high. That's my opinion. I don't know if I'm going to be able to find another show this good, to this quality, to this degree, but I hope so. bad.
What about you, T?
No, certainly agree, but I even would add Death Note to like my list of animes that I now need to watch, because I heard like the director that directed like the anime for Attack on Titan worked on Death Note, and it just seems like it's one of those that like I don't know too much about it, but it seems like it's one of those thinkers where like it kind of like changes like the way your outlook on certain things after you like, from the moment you start to the moment you end. So definitely want to get into more of that. Like, I feel like I've dipped more than enough into like the shonen anime that I don't want to break out of that pattern. So
okay,
I think that's what Attack on Titan has got me going.
Okay, so you got the let's be friends, let's team up thing. All right, that hurts a little bit, but it's all right.
He's watching Jujutsu Kaisen. That's what he's on right now,
right?
He's watching season 2.
Okay.
You'll love Death Note, by the way.
You'll definitely love Death Note.
So, just going to say that. Yeah.
Quick question. I do want to ask from your guys' standpoint, like kind of watching the show for like far longer than I've watched it for like what was like roughly 3 years. Like the way you guys thought it was going to end. Like I know in my 9 months waiting from like the special up until now, I kind of pictured Aaron going out in like a Batman sort of fashion, like in at the end of The Dark Knight, where everyone thinks he's like the villain. And like this kind of goes into like more lore of like things that I think that they set up on purpose just to kind of tease fans, but never used, such as like Historia's baby. Like I easily saw like a possible ending being where like Aaron dies, Historia has her baby just in time to inherit all of like Aaron's like titans, like the attack and the Warhammer and whatnot. And then when it's that baby that grows up, it ultimately become, or that he or she baby ends up becoming the one to tell Aaron's story, to say like when they inherit the, what is it, the memories, they say like, oh, Aaron actually didn't intend to like cause all this harm. He was actually trying to unite all the nations. And I thought Aaron was going to die like that, where all of his friends think that he's like this enemy. I thought he was going to go out like Batman. I thought that would have been really dope. I see how it wouldn't make sense with like a lot of things that they tried to do, but I really still do appreciate how he like, you know, had a one last message with like, you know, all of his boys from like Mikasa, Armin, John, Connie, all that. I thought that was still cool, but
I curious on thoughts. I agree with that, that fucking sidebar of just like, yo, Sora is pregnant by some random farmer, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, that story now just doesn't make any type of fucking sense. Like, why the fuck was that even a storyline? I completely forgot about that. Yeah, why the fuck did the story have a baby, and why the fuck did it matter?
It was a tease. Because like the whole ability, they never use that ability, but they mentioned like anyone of the nine that ends up passing away without, I guess like without anyone inheriting it, the next born Eldian was supposed to pick it up. So for that, the fact that they made that rule and never used it really was like, I think Dude was just trying to mess with me. He knew that I was like looking for that rule. he never followed through.
You're right. It distracted me enough too, because like you probably thought of the ending like a step further than I did. Like when the reveal happened that he was the one that kind of controlled the whole thing, that like he's inventing the chess game as you guys are playing checkers. Like he's the one that's doing this. He's orchestrating. I thought his plan was to just get the founding Titan power. I didn't think beyond it, because I thought it was just, get the founding Titan power to fucking eradicate the rest of humanity. I didn't think that his plan was the step beyond of like, let me, like you said, trying to die as Batman. Let me kind of like look, let me level out the playing field so that now when these two nations, quote unquote, go to war again, at least it'll be a couple hundred years apiece before they do. Yeah. And you guys can still look like the heroes. So again, I was distracted by the fact that this was the reveal, instead of once it was revealed that I intended to die, I knew that Mikasa was going to kill me. That this was the extra plan on top of that. So I guess that surprise element maintained there for so long that it didn't bother me. And two, I was just kind of happy that it wasn't what I expected. I think there wasn't a moment of me predicting something to happen that actually panned out, because I was thinking either he gets killed or he eradicates them. Those are the only two options, and neither happened. So, no, or I mean, one of them happened technically, but yeah.
I'm upset because the whole story thing was like a big thing, right? Like, yo, she gets pregnant like right after they like save Paradise, whatever. She gets pregnant, but then those couple, and we don't know who the nigga is, so the nigga is unimportant, but the baby.
Not at all.
And the you baby, know something funny about that? I
don't mean to cut you off. No, you can go ahead. I'm waiting.
No, like the funniest thing is if anybody that's like watching like goes back to the episode right before like the recent special, it's like an Aaron like getting ready to do the rumbling type of episode, and he's having a conversation with Historia on her farm, saying like, hey yo, Historia, this is my plan, like I want you to know that like this is how it's gonna go down. And she's like, nah, Aaron, you can't do that, like all these people are going to die not knowing what they did. And she, at the last second, says, hey, I have an idea. I'll have a child. And then it cuts away, and then it goes to the rumbling. So it's really just kind of like feeding into the idea that, like, Historia had a plan in mind that was never enacted on. So I don't know. I just recommend you guys go revisit that scene. But it's like really funny that they like really had all these like Easter eggs to kind of like foreshadow something, but just completely did nothing with it.
Mm. I'm not going to defend this one.
that's what I was waiting for. I was like,
I've been honest as everything, but I'm like, hang on. There's some things that lost me too.
I compare it to like Game of Thrones. Like I remember with like Arya, for example, like they were like foreshadowing that she was supposed to kill like, what was it? Like Daenerys and like all these other people beyond like just the White Walker. But they just never follow through on that. So, like, I took it on a similar stride where, like, just because they set it up doesn't mean they have to use it.
No. What was the point of setting it up? Nothing's supposed to be arbitrary. Anything in the show. Like, everything is for a reason. So why set it up? I do have questions about that. I need answers.
I don't know, man. There was a million stories happening to follow through on everything. Like, I don't know. There was 10 revenge plots happening at once.
Yeah, but you know, if One Piece ends without closing this, like, this one story, I'm going to be mad. Close the entire thing. End it. If you're going to end it, end
All I heard was that me not putting that S tier was probably the right move, right? That's what I'm hearing, gentlemen?
I'm nipping. I think that's a very valid question to ask. Like, hey, what about this?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even know what I like. I'm trying to think of things I didn't like or I didn't appreciate. Like I'm really at a loss because I think like the way it was executed was just so like the actual story is done. If you're gonna nitpick at like sideline stories and be like, oh well, this wasn't fully developed or explained all the way, then okay. I mean, you might have a credence, but you have maybe one to complain
Answer
about.
Answer Tyrion's like, question.
But the wrap up of even Levi seeing his boys, seeing Sasha and all of them again. Come on, man! Like there was so many like high like emotional driven moments. Like the one thing also even weird, even though it was cool, was you know your girl Mikasa walking with your dead head in her hand.
Yeah, faithfully.
The craziest shit that she kissed that head, bro.
Dying with the scarf.
No, social media hasn't been me. I'm waiting for it to be mean. I was like, yo, she kissed that head. I was like,
I kind of want to ride it down like that.
I know it smelled crazy, yeah.
All right, this
I'm
mean,
not going to lie,
go ahead.
I did expect that. I don't know if you guys remember the scene where like the bird kind of like touches up on the scarf. I thought the bird was about to snatch the scarf off. Because I honestly thought that like the way Mikasa was, supposed to like the way the show was going, it really
be free.
Like they were building up for like just to be free, just completely like Eren was supposed to represent like this like slave love like relationship, and she was just supposed to be free and like you know her keeping
she was still bound
to that scarf. Yeah, but like there's also still like rumors with the end credit scenes where like I don't know if you guys noticed like Mikasa's there in like one of the first scenes and then you see her come back with like a dude or appears to be Mikasa and then she comes back again older with like more family around her, which we have to assume like Mikasa maybe again I'm assuming
who clapped her?
She moved on, had kids and stuff.
Who clapped
her? There was like
who clapped her, guys?
A joke that it might be Gene.
John.
That's what everybody thinks.
What you're saying is Mikasa is
she moved on?
No, she's Jada Pinkett Smith. Yeah, she.
Is
her Tupac.
We're not doing this right now.
I love the
Jada Pinkett.
No, I saw the exact thing that you're talking about. The exact thing you're talking about, like with that ending. So the other thing I've been noticing, at least not that it's meme, but I have been noticing that like the people that were complaining about the manga ending are appreciating the anime ending a lot more, and the people that waited for the anime to pull like to appear are kind of like, why were the manga readers complaining about like the ending in itself? So I think across the board, if you could nitpick at it, you can, but I think it's not like it's not a Game of Thrones where it just fell apart. This told the story right. Like there's a meme online that even says like Game of Thrones, this is how you do it, you know, like, and I think that's hilarious because that's how I feel about the show where I'm like, this kept the momentum going like from start to finish. So Yeah, I don't know. I don't have much else. I just want to say this is a generational masterpiece of an anime.
You sure you don't have nothing else?
I'm gonna see another one else. So,
you
yeah,
sure? You positive?
Leave it there, you know what I'm saying? God, I'm gonna leave my Titan powers on the table.
We have a whole guest here. We didn't even let good God. It's a dually show. So I'm playing.
No, but I certainly agree. This anime was it was a nail biter from beginning to end. It honestly took what was essentially like a beaten path for like a way of writing a story, completely flipped it on its head and said, yo, exactly what you think we're gonna do, we're not gonna do, and whatever you're not expecting, we're gonna find a way to throw it in there and like leave you at the edge of your seat. I will say one funny connection I just drew the first time, this is just a random tidbit I just remembered, is the first time in that what was it, Mikasa and Levi ever did a coordinated attack was to go save Eren
when he from Reiner.
Not even from Reiner, from the female Titan, from her mouth. And now the last cut coordinated her jaw attack. Open.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then the last coordinated attack they did was to go kill Eren. So, like, first ones to save him, last ones to kill him.
Oh, T did this science. Let's go. That's supposed to be your fact. That's what you're fact.
I didn't peep that.
The young team coming on the mix.
He has the founding Titan powers. He was the cart Titan for a while, but he's the founding Titan now.
I've learned that, like, yo, you can't even disrespect the cart Titan these days no more.
Cart Titan throwing down.
She did her thing. She did her thing. Last thing I'm gonna say, man, just as a big, 30-year-old nerd that's been doing this for a while now, I am so glad that you guys are just getting enveloped with the community, and I'm glad that there's a show that resonates. All right,
stop
guys
trying to big bro us about everything, man. This guy trying to big bro us about
excuse me. Just want to
wisdom, Master Roshi Merle.
I can't give you praise. I'm bigging you guys up for just taking that step, man.
I'm kidding. Like, you always do this to me, like, man. You know, it's good that you're starting on your journey. Like,
good.
You're trying to big bro me, like, shut up.
I mean,
man.
I'm older than you. Yeah, it's taller. So, I mean, by default, But I'm glad you guys found something. I'm glad, even like T said, this opened up the doors for him. That he wants to, get involved with other animes. And like I said, I salute you guys. And I'm here for you guys' quest. I like it.
We gotta do it, man. Yeah. Come on, DeAndre.
Yeah, he was late. Come on. Don't be late. Yeah,
yeah. Salute to Attack on Titan, yo.
Everything. Repeat what everyone said. Good show. I think everyone should definitely check it out. If you haven't seen it, you definitely gotta fucking watch it. Highly recommend. Definitely up there with everything else. I think that's it for everybody. I think we good.
Do you need to say anything? I mean, we've been nerding out.
No.
Yeah, you've been kind of quiet.
Everything was said.
Okay. Just double check.
But yeah, let us know what you thought down in the comments below. Let's have a conversation. Did you like it? Did you hate it? Is this in your top five? Is it top? Is it number one? Let us know. And we'll catch you on the next one. Peace.
Peace.